For example, histone changes directly affect DNA changes, and RNA changes probably interfere with DNA methylation and histone events themselves. They're all correlated, so changes in RNA control often affect histone regulation and likewise DNA methylation. And they can also self-regulate each other, so many microRNAs actually regulate the microRNA control machinery. So you end up with a reversible, movable, subtle change in gene expression that we're only just coming to terms with at the moment. So to prove I'm a surgeon, here's a kidney we took out a few years ago. So what happens in cancer? Well, if we go back to the beginnings of how we discovered this was important, I'm sure